Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pellegrini Financial and IPC Investment Corporation quarterly conference call series. I will now turn the meeting over to Mr. Perry Pellegrini. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our conference call for the fourth quarter of 2013. I just want to give you a brief overview of what I'm looking to accomplish here this morning. I want to talk a little bit about what went on through the last part of 2013, kind of give us an overall view of the year as a whole, maybe put some color onto why we saw what we did through 2013. And then, of course, spend a little bit of time talking about where we are now, what's been going on over the course of the last month, what the outlook is going forward, and maybe touch on a few specific asset classes. As I've promised to most of you, we are really going to try to keep this to 15 minutes, so we're going to jump right in and get going. Fourth quarter 2013 was strong. It was actually surprisingly strong. We saw stocks around the world, or stock markets, rising. It was, we had the year, I think, was reasonable up to the end of summer, and from that point on, they just kind of took off. Bonds were, in the early part of the summer, they sort of backed up a little bit. They were negative a little bit and then stable through the rest of the year. Most of you that have anything to do with commodity prices will already recognize that commodity prices through the last part of the year were falling. Overall, for 2013, again, we saw stocks generally were kind of pulling the weight. They were the strength in the numbers that we saw. Bonds, for the most part, through the year were flat. As I said, in the early part of the summer, where we had some fear of rising interest rates, we saw bonds kind of went negative for a little bit, and then they again towards the end of the year they stabilized. Gold was a tough year for gold. It was, it was falling through most of the year. Energy, oil and gas and things like that didn't do much of anything through 2013. We saw, in terms of specific markets, we saw the U.S., Japan, and parts of Europe were the strongest suits. And China, Brazil were a little tough. Canada and Australia were underperforming. We were positive, had good years, but underperforming relative to markets like U.S., Japan, and parts of Europe. Put a little color on that as to why. Well, the big thing that we have talked about over the last couple of years is this quantitative easing. And I know that's kind of a technical term, but really what it is federal banks or central banks that are printing money. They're basically buying their own bonds. And the effect of that is that they are creating money that is flowing into the system. And I know some of you have heard me use this term before. Money always has to find a home. If you're creating money, it's got to go somewhere. And if it's not being put to work in productive ways, it's going to go into buying assets. And that's why we see asset prices going up and stock values going up. And so really what we've found is that the markets that did the best through 2013 were in fact the markets or the countries where their governments or their central banks were printing the most amount of money. We did have also some improving economic conditions. Things were moving up through the year. So you put the printing money along with some good economic news, and all of a sudden you've got rising markets. And as I said, in particular, U.S., Japan, Great Britain and Germany, I think, were the strongest performing markets. Now, as surprisingly strong as the markets were for the last quarter, they've been that weak through January. We saw, for example, late in the year, we saw the U.S. started to pull back on their money printing. And at that time, this is in December, at that time, the market loved it and responded quite positively. And the reason for that was because the market felt up. Again, this is something I've talked about before. We're looking for the baton to be passed from money printing to strong economic performance. And so what happened in December is we actually saw that starting to take place. The U.S. was backing up on their money printing. The economy looked like it was doing better than expected, and so the market responded quite positively. They thought, hey, look, we're being able to back off on the money printing. The economy is going to be able to carry the ball, and so the market was moving forward. Now, what's happened since then in January is all of a sudden the markets are afraid. The markets are fearing that the economy is not strong enough to take over. And so any of you that are thinking, well, how do things change that quickly over the course of the month? Quite frankly, markets are manic. They are crazy. You've got 1 minute they are thinking one thing, and the next minute they're thinking another. So the concern in January is that the U.S. Federal Reserve is wrong. So they're afraid that the U.S. Federal Reserve is cutting back on the money printing. The economy is maybe not strong enough to take over. There's a fear that interest rates are going to go up, that growth is going to be weak. You throw in the mix there some international fear over things like China slowing down, and all of a sudden you've got markets backing up a little bit. On the flip side, the positives are that interest rates in reality are still very low. And the economy is actually picking up speed. It is starting to be able to carry the ball on its own. So the reality over when you take all of that into consideration, markets in the last part of 2013 went up very fast, probably too fast, caught most people by surprise. And I think really what's happened in January is people woke up in the new year, or this would be traders, woke up in the new year and thought, hey, maybe we've gotten ahead of ourselves. Maybe the markets have moved a little too far too fast. And so that means you have what they call a correction. Things back up a little bit. Markets take a breather in order to gain some footing and figure out where they're going to go from there. So some of the specific assets that that people talk about, gold. Gold. I know that I've talked with many of you about gold. Last year was a tough year. The start of this year, it seems to be doing a little bit better. But in reality, it is a very unpredictable asset. It is what we call a speculative asset, so a tough one to predict. The Canadian dollar, wow. We saw fair stability through 2013. But since the start of the year, the Canadian dollar has fallen like a stone. I think I just took a look at it earlier this morning, and it looked to me like the Canadian dollar has, since the start of the year, has fallen 6 cents, which is a huge move in that period of time. Why has that done that? Well, quite frankly, it looks like the U.S. economy is performing well, performing better than the Canadian economy. Canada's economy is perceived to be a little bit weak. Commodities are weak. I think at one point supporting the Canadian dollar was the idea that commodities were strong, Canadian economy was strong, and the likelihood of our interest rates going up was always there. Well, those aren't there anymore. Canadian economy is weaker than the U.S. economy. Commodities are generally weak. Likelihood of our interest rates going up is not there. And then we've got one other little issue. issue that gets added in there, and that is our new bank governor, our central bank governor. His history or his background, he comes from the Export Development Agency. So his background is in exports. And as everybody knows, if you want to promote exports, you want a lower dollar. And so some of the thinking there is that he may be predisposed to wanting a lower Canadian dollar. You know, I don't know. Again, it's just one of those things that's there. Markets kind of assimilate all that information and decide what's happening. I think that the Canadian dollar's drop is probably going to get reversed a little bit. We might see a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a bounce back. But it's hard to say where it goes through the year. I've tried making predictions on this in the past, and it seems whenever I decide that it's going to go, the Canadian dollar is going to go up, it either levels off and goes backwards, or vice versa. So a very, very difficult one to determine. But it certainly has made a big move downward so far in 2014. What's our outlook going forward? Well, stocks have been correcting. There's no question about that. We can see what's been happening since the beginning of the year. We, you know, it's debatable how far they need to correct. It really, really was surprising how much they went up in the late part of 2013. So there certainly is room for them to correct a little bit here early in 2014. We probably need to see some clearing or some dust to settle around the question of whether the economy is strong enough to pick up the ball and run forward. So I guess our outlook, for what it's worth, we believe that clearly they've been correcting, or stocks have been correcting. There may be a little bit more of that to go on. But then we still do believe that the economy does have some strength and is going to be a carry forward. And if that's the case, then we would expect markets or the stock markets to recover and move forward. Bonds are in a low interest rate environment. We don't see a big rise in interest rates at this point. But we certainly don't see them falling from this level. So we would expect bonds to be stable through this year. We believe that a lot of the negative impact from any end to quantitative easing that we saw last summer, we believe that is probably done. The markets have figured out that this money printing is going to come to an end, so we don't expect any major negative impact on bonds in 2014 similar to what we saw in 2013. So we see them being fairly stable. Gold, as I said, I really don't have any idea as to whether gold is going to go up or down. It is an unpredictable asset. It's one that we really don't have any, you know, other than major inflation, which is not on the table at this point. We really don't know what are the things that are going to drive gold up or down. The Canadian dollar, I guess, if we had to make a call on it, our expectation is that the selling that's gone on here in the early part of this year is probably overdone. I would expect that the dollar is probably going to come back up over the 90 cent, probably into the, I guess through the year, if we saw it stabilize through in the 93 cent range, would be in line with what our expectations are. Again, I wouldn't go out and bet the farm on my outlook on the Canadian dollar, because again, it is similar to gold. It is an unpredictable thing. That pretty much wraps up what we're trying to cover today. I do want to remind everybody that while these conference calls tend to focus on markets, please keep in mind that they are not the most important thing. It really is about your individual financial game plan. and getting the confidence that your plan is going to allow you to meet your objectives no matter what the markets do. Of course, we hold these calls to try and bring people up to speed on some of the things they're hearing in the news and try and translate that into you know, common everyday language so that we can understand, well, why is one thing happening versus another. So again, we do try to shed light on what's going on in the markets, but you know, the most important thing is making sure that your game plan is designed to meet your objectives. So as always, if you have any questions on this, give us a shout, call us at the office, talk to either myself or Ryan. We're there to link what's going on in the financial world with what's going on in your personal world. So by all means, give us a shout. And with that, I'm going to bring the call to an end. Again, I want to thank everybody for participating this morning, and have a great day. Bye-bye.